You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Packernet Podcast. I am your host and resident panelist, as always, Ryan Schlipp. Check us out online, Packernet.com. Find me on Twitter, Pack_data. I'm going to do something today that I've never done before. I've been wanting to do it for some time. Sounded interesting, but it's obviously difficult to do. But family's out of town. Today is the day to try something new. I don't have a summary of the game because I haven't seen the game. It's about to start. We're going to do a live reaction show. And the biggest reason I want to do it, honestly, is it's so hard after the game to remember anything. For me, anyways. Trying to come back and summarize. I mean, you know, I can maybe have a brief overall summary, but there's so much nuance that I want to touch on that I can't because I can't remember exactly what happened. And so this will be a way to kind of touch on things as they happen. We'll worry about summaries a little bit later, but it's almost going to be like Packernet After Dark where people are calling in kind of with their, you know, in-the-moment things. So this might be a little sporadic, you know? The podcast is dark and negative, and then it's up and positive, and there it is, and oh, shoot, never mind, and who knows? But I want to try it, and so we're going to do it. But it is 11:59 right now, and we're just getting ready for kickoff. Well, the first thing worth noting, it looks like it's going to be Rodgers versus Fields football game. So that's pretty exciting. Exciting, also a little bit sad because, again, I really was looking forward to us just embarrassing the Bears, and now there's a really high chance that we're going to get embarrassed. I hope not. I hope not. Bears win the toss and opt to receive is a pretty rare thing, but I like it. And I've heard a lot of people say the Packers need to do that more. And I think in this game in particular, they should have. You want to get off to a fast start. And I think both teams know their defenses could be in trouble. So if this is going to be about momentum, the first thing you need to do, take the ball, run it down their throat, and hopefully the other team starts to get discouraged. I don't really want to do a play-by-play, but first play of the game, the Bears kind of messed up. Looked like it was supposed to be a fake handoff. Nobody's there, and Quay Walker's flying and just smokes a guy. So again, I'll try not to do play-by-play because this is going to be a four-hour thing. But let's just say good start. Well, let's do a little bit of an update. So the Bears are still on their first drive here. It's so far going kind of as expected. By the way, that first down mark seemed a little stupid to me, but whatever. They're not showing a replay or anything. But we can't stop the run, whether it's Montgomery or Justin Fields. We don't have a pass rush, which is opening up wide open receivers. Hits Equanimeous wide open, then tries to hit somebody across the middle. Obviously, airmails it over his head, which cracks me up because these announcers are gushing over Fields like you wouldn't believe, which is what I've been saying. Since the day he got drafted, the gushing over him is so pathetic. But they're talking about how great he is, and then he airmails a pass. But then he runs, and he gets a first down. And they're talking about how great he is because he signaled a first down, because apparently that just makes him amazing, too. Everything he does is just amazing. It's honestly amazing how amazing he is. Well, Packers did stiffen up a little bit there, force him to a field goal. I mean, you know, honestly, again, this is kind of as expected. The Bears' offense looks good, but it's completely incomplete. They cannot sustain success until they round this out. It just doesn't look good enough. Packers defense looks good and then looks like garbage and then looks good and then looks like garbage. And that's why they continue. This is why the Bears and everybody else continues to work their way down the field, generally speaking, is because, you know, the two good plays are negated by the first down play, right? So anyways, I'll accept that, you know, considering how bad that could have gone, especially with Justin Fields and his ability to run. And that first run by Montgomery looked pretty scary. They did stiffen up. So get the offense out there and see what they can do. So Packers starting off. First play appeared to be a bad pass by Aaron Rodgers. Obviously hard to tell right out of the gate, but Mercedes Lewis is just standing there and Mercedes couldn't get it. Nice screen pass, good play call, getting Aaron Jones out in space, picking up 9, and then A.J. Dillon picking up the last one. And didn't look like he even needed much push. Good job by the offensive line getting basically a first down. His first contact was on the other side of the sticks. And after that, obviously things fell apart. I don't know why. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be saying the same thing, but we're choosing to pass a lot here. And this is a terrible rushing team. I mean, run defending team. I mean, we lost yards. Aaron Rodgers decided to change the play for some reason that we lost yards on that play. And then we kind of just give up on third down and just throw a little, I don't know, 5-yard pass. So defense is back out there. You know, I mean, listen, the bottom line is I said the offense should be putting up a ton of points. This defense is garbage. It's garbage. They don't have run defenders. They don't have pass rushers. They don't have anything. Their defense is banged up. Both of their safeties, which are the only two good players on their entire defense, are out in this game. They have nothing. Their corner is out. The remaining corners are bad at football. The linebackers are bad at football. The defensive tackles are bad at football. And we've got, so far, a bad pass, a loss of yards because we just didn't have enough guys to block. I mean, maybe Zach Tom was supposed to get him, but I think, you know, he had a guy to block. He went out and got him. Just an unaccounted for man on that side comes and blows us up in the backfield. And then, again, the play call to basically just give up. And again, the question, well, you know, I don't know how the game's going to go, but the question is going to arise. Because remember, if we switch to Jordan Love, that would be giving up on this game. What I need to see in this game is proof that we have somebody that is way above and beyond just an any old average quarterback. Haven't seen that so far. Haven't seen anything so far. Apparently, we're going to pass, and not really run very much, and we're not going to get anything out of that. We're going to do these little passes to the side, and this is all this not. I don't know why we're trying to be cute. They suck. They're bad. I don't know. Whatever. Bad start. And I hate to give the defense any credit here, but I really am tired of them having to be out there for a long time, and then our offense just can't let them stay for any. We got one first down, and then they got to go back out there. And the Bears' Wildcat quarterback just ran for a 50-yard touchdown because Keyshawn Nixon can't tackle. I think that was Nixon. I don't know. Whatever. This is what I said was going to happen, man. He's just going to run all over us because our team can't do anything. It's just going to be embarrassing. The thing that I thought would happen, though, is our offense would be able to keep up. But apparently we're just going to suck, so we'll see. I did predict it would be a high-scoring game. Hopefully our offense can pick it up because it looks like the Bears are going to be scoring a lot of points. Nice return from Keyshawn Nixon, I'll tell you that. I was ready to lose it when he took it that deep out of the end zone. I thought for sure he wasn't going anywhere. He got lucky on that one. First play again, Aaron Rodgers checks out, rolls to his right, has DeGuara wide open, decides he wants to take the deep shot down to Christian Watson, just kind of sails it over his head, trying to say that there was a penalty there, but that's, I mean, even if he's getting tugged, there's no way he's going to catch that. There's a good deep shot to Lazard. Needed that, gets us out to midfield. Offense really just needed a spark there because if we'd have gone 3-and-out there, this would have gotten ugly. I will say this, and maybe I'm just in a bad mood. The refs do seem to be kind of ticking me off a little bit. I thought the field spot was bad. A.J. Dillon just got a first down, and he leapt. And the ref is like, oh, yeah, he's like standing 1 inch beyond the marker. It's like he got a full yard and a half, 2 yards past it. I just feel like you're being D-bags unnecessarily. And then there's all the grabbing of Christian Watson, which, again, wouldn't have made a difference, but still, you call it? It's a great run by Aaron Jones just now. The stats, they just mentioned a stat about, you know, they've combined for a yard. It's all because of that lost yard, but it's what I keep saying. Well, the yards per carry don't look good. Well, that's because of the couple of negative plays really negatively impacted. I think when we're running, we're doing a very good job of getting what we need and more so far. And again, we're burning timeouts because we can't get to the line of scrimmage fast enough, so that's great. Classic. And then we got back-to-back pass plays that go nowhere. Nobody can get open. I tell you what, they are grabbing like crazy. everybody out there cannot move because I saw Watson get grabbed. I saw Tonyan get grabbed. I guess they're just not going to call it. But I guess if there's a positive, Aaron Rodgers had about 45 minutes to sit in the pocket before he had to throw. So there's that. Well, the Packers got a big break there with that turnover. Packers defense not really doing much of anything. Again, Rasul Douglas just seems to be getting picked on out there. Looks like a pretty brutal injury for Chase Claypool. Hopefully he's doing okay, but it looks like he kind of just let go of it. Honestly, I would say it's probably a bad call, although Stans has called makes sense, but it kind of does look like it should not have been. But I'm not going to complain. Packers take back over after that. Hopefully they can do something. Score this game up 10-10 would be obviously pretty ideal. Starting at the 40-yard line, our 40-yard line. I will say these announcers are also very big on praising Rodgers too, which it's just weird. They're just gushing over people, which is just kind of weird to me. I don't know. I guess everything's just annoying me today. And the Packers just decide that they're going to, after that one big play, three passes, three incompletions. I think it was three passes. I don't know. I know the last two were, and it was a disaster. Rodgers looking for a hold again. Then he tries to throw back shoulder to Watson. I'm guessing it was Watson's fault, but I have no idea. It was so far off. Going for it on 4th and 8. Throws it deep to Randall. I'm not exactly sure what happened on that one. Reminded me a lot of those passes to Christian Watson where it's like, I don't understand how that ended up like that. It somehow ended up behind his head, which I guess would make it a bad pass, but why are you running that way if the ball's over there? Plus the guy's arms being held, which just seems like it's every play. Randall Cobb could not have lifted his left hand if he wanted to because it was being held down, but it's just a bad offensive performance again. I mean, this is what it looks like. We've seen this 1,000 times, right? The passing isn't there. The guys can't get open. Rodgers just seems a little bit off. And for some reason, every play is a pass. Pass, 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 pass. The running is fine. It's working. Well, the yards per carry, yes, because of one play where he got tackled like 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Every other play is working. Also, getting 2 yards on a 3rd and 1 is not a bad play. Although it hurts your yards per carry. I don't care about yards per carry. I'm watching the game and I'm saying it's working. But for some reason, pass, pass. Why? Apparently we can't get open. Rodgers isn't throwing very well. We're not on the same page. Guys are not running the right routes. I don't know exactly what the issue is, but it ain't working. But you know what's happening. The Bears are daring us to throw, and we just can't help ourselves. I guarantee that's what's happening. Rodgers is looking at the defense saying, oh, you want to give me that? That's easy money. But we can't because we suck. It's just frustrating, man. And again, we're benching Love for this. For what? For what? Why does Rodgers have to be, well, if we put Love in, then we're giving up. Oh, well, good thing Rodgers is in for this one. Good thing. This was getting close. Ay, ay, ay. Anyways, once again, the defense does things and the offense does nothing with it. And first play, Jair got beat by Equanimeous St. Brown. How freaking embarrassing is that? First play, Equanimeous St. Brown against Jair Alexander, and he got freaking cooked. Listen to me right now. Enough with this stupid BS. Well, you don't want to give up. They already gave up! You don't want to telegraph to the team that you gave up. The team quit on you like 6 weeks ago. Jair's been sleeping for a month. Rasul Douglas packed it in a month ago. They don't care. They've given up. I don't know what the score is going to be at halftime, but I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers come out of the tunnel in the second half. I don't. Jair, what are you even doing?
Yep, and then 2 missed tackles leads to a touchdown. It is now 17-3. Need I remind you, this Bears team is terrible. They are so unbelievably awful. Do I need to remind you who Equanimeous St. Brown is? Do you remember? Quay Walker couldn't square up on this guy. Ford missed him. Preston missed him. There's 3 missed tackles on Montgomery. And then the announcers are sitting here talking about, that was power. That was raw power. It was 3 missed tackles, and he missed the extra point. This is how bad they are. He missed the freaking extra point. This team is a joke. The Bears are a freaking joke, and we're making them look like all-stars. Quay Walker had him dead to rights, had Montgomery squared up, and he couldn't get him. This is a joke. I just don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear about, well, you can't give up and you can't do this and you can't do that. The team gave up. And again, as far as Rodgers is concerned, I've seen through about the first half. He has shown nothing, not even anything resembling anything above an average quarterback. Nothing. The idea that we need him to save us because he's dragging this team around, why we still have this mentality that this guy is dragging us around, I have no idea. He is just a piece of this puzzle that is just a stupid puzzle doing nothing. He's not the sole problem. Everybody's the problem. But why are we pretending that we need him for something? For what? For what? Bad decisions, bad passes. He's got all day to throw and there's nobody there. And then when he throws it, it's like, what are you doing? We make things look so hard. Fourth and eight, and we draw up a play in which there's basically two guys that are going to run routes, and they're both deep down the field, and go figure, there's like four defenders down there covering our two guys, and go figure, Randall Cobb is covered. Although he did have a step, but Rodgers missed him. Slash, Randall didn't see the ball. I have no idea. Again, it's the same thing as that Christian Watson pass that one time where it kind of reached like behind his head, and we just thought, well, that's because Christian's like a young guy. He doesn't really understand how to do these things, I guess. And now Randall just did it. And it's like, all right, if Mercedes Lewis and Rodgers can't get on the same page and Randall and Rodgers can't get on the same page, I don't know what to say about this. First play of this drive, what do they do? Can. What did he do? He checked out of the run to throw it. What happens? Ball sails 20 yards over Watson's head. Was it Watson's fault, Rodgers' fault? Who gives a crap? Stop doing that, dummy. Stop it. They're showing the pieces that are missing. Darnell Mooney, Khalil Herbert, Eddie Jackson, Roquan Smith, Robert Quinn. And that's not even the whole list. That's just two guys that got traded and three guys on IR. That's just a piece of what's missing. But it's already third and eight, so it's, you know, whatever. Again, he's scrambling around because nobody's open. Throws a pass. Did he drop that? Oh, Lazard. So Rodgers to Lazard is the only thing that we're going to do today. Just seeing Rodgers have to break the pocket so much, and not because of pressure. I mean, he's in the pocket for 3-4 seconds, can't find anybody, and then has to break the pocket. I'm going to be very interested in the All-22. Are guys literally not getting open against this secondary, or are guys not open, or guys open and we just can't see them? Oh, look, Dylan runs. There's a nice 15-yard run. 17, excuse me. Gee, I hope we don't do that again. Sorry, I'm bitter. It just seems so. Some of this stuff is simple. Football's not simple, but it kind of is sometimes. Screen pass to Aaron Jones. That was a terrible throw. Matt LaFleur is over there swearing on the sideline. I don't think I've ever seen that before. He's just marching up and down swearing at himself. Packers 3-6, Bears 3-5 on third down so far. And we're going to spread it out. And the Bears look like the Packers on that one. They gave us like 10 yards of cushion. I'll take it again to Lazard. So run Lazard is the formula for today, I think. Second and 7, Aaron Jones rips off 11 yards. Zach Tom out in space got excited until he fell on air. So that was great. I was all excited seeing him down there like, yeah, Zach, get 10 yards down the field. And then he just fell down. Nobody near him. That's fine. Another big run for Aaron Jones. Picks up about 7 on first down. And caps off the drive with a Christian Watson touchdown. I like it. It's still looking clumsy. The whole thing's looking bad. Right? I mean, you had the pass corner of the end zone to Randall Cobb after the nice run that just went nowhere. You had the timeout. They call a play. Rodgers checks out of it. We run and lose a yard. Right? Puts us in fourth down. But look, at the end of the day, the offense at least is still fighting. Kudos to Christian Watson. It was a broken play, which, you know, we keep adding things with Watson, right? First of all, it's just speed. That's all he can do. Well, then you see the contested catch in the end zone last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Now we're talking broken plays. He's able to get that separation, get open for the quarterback, and get a touchdown. Again, this game sucks. So finding the silver linings, I mean, that's what it's going to be. And we got our Christian Watson 7th touchdown, which is just crazy. It really is. But Bears are going to take a knee. That'll take us into halftime. So I guess we'll take this opportunity. Apparently, I'm not talking enough. I was thinking I was talking too much. But we're halfway through the game, and we're only 18 minutes in. But I guess this will be a point where we take a break. But, you know, I mean, again, just in summary, this is not what we wanted. You know, the whole thing was, hey, you know, maybe we should probably just call it
Maybe we should just play love. But you know what? Let's have Rodgers go out there, destroy the Bears, and then we'll talk about sitting them or whatever. Right? Look, and we had a lot of people calling about this and saying, you know, if Rodgers plays, I hope we lose just because then it's officially done. It's officially over. And I don't know that it will be, but it needs to be. You know, and again, I hate to come down so hard on Rodgers as opposed to everybody else, because everybody else is also, you know, Jair and Rasul, and everybody is just doing such a bad job of just not being prepared. But the point is, he's the centerpiece. He's the focus. And even though it's not necessarily his fault that he's out there, it's still a source of frustration, because remember, Jordan Love is us giving up, but Rodgers, that's really trying. This is trying. Come on now, we're being stupid. This is trying. This is us having a chance. We're seriously talking about running the table. We can't beat the freaking Bears. I know the game's not over, but I mean, this is stupid. Even if we come back in the second half and win, so what? So what? Enough. Stop stringing this whole thing along. That's what's so annoying about this. You know, it's like we've tried to give up so many times and we keep getting pulled back in. You know, we keep, you know, well, we beat Dallas. Ooh, okay, yeah, maybe there's a thing. And then what? Then we get embarrassed by Tennessee. Okay, forget it. Never mind. It's over. And then we kind of play well against the Eagles, right? It's like, oh, well, we're technically not eliminated and things are kind of looking sort of good. And you never know. I mean, anything's possible. We could run the table and we got some easy games coming up. And offense is starting to click. You never know. And then you see this garbage against the Chicago Bears, and it's like, just forget it. Can we just be done? Ooh, Lamar's hurt. That's crazy. Can we just stop? I just want it to stop. Stop pretending. Stop lying. Stop saying stupid things. This is embarrassing. This is Bears Packers. I mean, we can't play love because apparently playing love is throwing the game away. Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we're putting in so much effort right now. This is great. Anyways, we will take a break right here. Patreon.com/pack_daddy, fertilegroundranchdiscipleshipministry.org. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So the Green Bay Packers start the ball at halftime. Just heard, after listening to Matt LaFleur, that the Bears are doing what they can to take away big plays. So I was wrong. We're not throwing because they're daring us to run. They're basically saying, please don't throw the ball. Oh, Dylan, come on, man. He slipped and fell. He had a really good first run and then just slipped. Another garbage call by the referees. Nobody touched him. They said he was down. So instead of being a first down, they call it third and one. These refs are so trash, man. This whole game has been terrible. And on third and one, we throw the freaking ball 40 yards down the damn field. What did I just get done saying? They're not allowing us to throw down the field. And Rodgers misses Lazard. He just missed him deep. And he wasn't really that open anyways, but he was open enough. Rodgers can't hit him. It's third and one. And first of all, it shouldn't have been. The refs screwed us. But we just ran for like 9 yards. Why are we doing this? And the first flag of the game is fair catch interference by the Packers. Should have been about 19 penalties so far, but this whole game is stupid, man. Beautiful run on first down, right? Just really great way to start the game. Second play, Dylan slips, but he gets up and he gets a first down, but the refs say he was down because they're idiots. And then on third and one, we launch a pass deep down the field. Every single Packers game I've seen that was awful
looked exactly like this. There has never been, ever, a Packers game that I've watched that was awful in which we're not throwing 20-yard passes on third and one. Why do we continue to do this? I don't understand it. And listen, I'm going to go ahead and just make some assumptions here. I'm going to assume that that's not a Matt LaFleur thing. I'm going to assume if Jordan Love is our quarterback, Matt LaFleur is not going to sit there and go, you know what? You know what? Let's take a shot to Lazard here. Maybe, but I don't think so. I think we run the freaking ball. Why do we have to get so cute all the time? We're a better football team than the Bears. They cannot stop us from running. Yes, a couple times they have. Maybe they would have stopped us. I don't know, but it's certainly a bigger, a much higher percentage than whatever the hell that was. I just don't understand this. I shouldn't be smarter than the people that are on the field right now. But I'll tell you right now, I can figure this out. It's unbelievable to me. I don't understand. Apparently they're saying that that was challengeable. That seems hard to believe that that would be challengeable, considering they're blowing the whistle dead. I mean, if it is, then that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Why would you not challenge that? I mean, it's not like we're on defense and they were able to rush to the line. Take a minute and look at it. And then again, we dial up a pass play after that. I don't know. I don't know why that would be reviewable, but if it is, then we're idiots. That's all there is to it. Oh, third and five for the Bears. Here comes a 20-yard pass or a 70-yard touchdown run from Fields here. Sorry, is that pessimistic? Should I not be pessimistic? I'll be optimistic. We're going to stop them here. That's what's going to happen. Third and five, 2 yards, and you're going down, baby. Ooh, never mind. Jair with a good play tackle behind the line of scrimmage. All right, defense is stepping up. So offense, right? Here we go. Go time. Randall Cobb is our punt returner, apparently. False start by Yosh Nyman to start this series. That's something that's becoming pretty common. Yosh is just becoming a penalty machine off that side. First and 15 pass to Randall Cobb, and he drops it, which feels right. It just feels right. Next throw, Rodgers burns into the ground trying to get it to DeGuara. Again, if it's not one thing, it's another, right? First play, penalty. Second play, Cobb drops it. Third play, bad pass by Rodgers. Now it's third and 15. Just taking a machine gun right to our own feet. Just pop, 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 pop. Throws it underneath to Tonyan. And the Packers go 3 and out for the second time in a row. Punt was nearly blocked, so that's great. I don't know. I don't want to keep repeating myself here, but are we all on the same page? The team has given up, and it's time to give up on the team. I don't know if, and I'm guessing we're not eliminated. In fact, I'm about 100% sure we are not officially eliminated from the playoffs, and probably won't be next week. But can we stop with the stupidity? Can we stop pretending that that means anything? Just wondering if we're on the same page or not, because I feel like we should be. Well, Bears got the ball, and this is a great play by Quay Walker, too. So, first of all, who is 40? Oh, of course, Mr. Hollins, the our best pass rusher on the team, apparently, gets to Justin Fields. Fields is able to escape, but Quay Walker tracks him down. That's tough, man. I don't even care what angle you're taking. It's tough to get to Justin Fields with his speed. But it's going to bring up third and 10. Fingers crossed we can get out of here. I cannot believe this has become a defensive game. This is ridiculous. Wide open player. Cole Kmet, nobody covering him. Busted coverage. Crazy, crazy. And again, and this is what I've been saying. So we just had third down, like two great plays, right? Third down, great. And they give up a big play. They did it again. Two big plays, and what do? Third and 7, they give up, what, 15 yards, 20 yards rushing here? This reminds me so much of what we had back in, 2018, 2017. First down stop, second down stop, big play on third down. First down stop and a flag. Holding offense. Great. Here's the new standard for the defense. I don't care about first and second down at all. Do something on third down. That's when I want you to do something. Do something on third down. What happens after that first down? Loss of 5. Great. Guess what? Don't care. All we're doing is setting ourselves up for a opportune third down. That's it. Right? Great. Hopefully it's going to be third and long, but you got to do something with that.
Second and goal from the 24, they gain 1 yard. Perfect. All right, third and goal. Here we go. And we're pulling Kenny for some reason. This is like a critical third and goal situation. We're going to pull Kenny. All right, I guess. Kingsley with the pressure. Steps up. Got a guy. Gets him down to the 10-yard line. I'm assuming they're going to kick a field goal here. And he's going to hit it. So, you know, again, I've kind of settled into this point where I don't have too much else to say, right? It's just play-by-play commentary because at this point, maybe they come back, maybe they don't. Maybe there's a big play. Maybe there's a three and out. I don't think they can do anything at this point that's going to change my overall perspective on things. So I'm kind of just hoping for big plays like we had on defense. That was great. Show me that it's there somewhere, right? Kenny's digging deep. Great. I need to know that you can still play football and you haven't just given up on your entire career, right? Kingsley's showing up. All right, perfect. I want to see that from the young guy. All right, this is great. Please just give me as much of this as we can. Because no matter what happens at the end of this, win, lose, or draw, I'm ready. I'm done. It's over. Stop it. Yeah, but we came back and won. Don't care. Did you watch it? That was trash, man. It was trash. I'll tell you what, I appreciate the confidence from Keyshawn Nixon, but, I mean, he keeps taking it out deep from the end zone, and he's just not doing anything anymore. I mean, we're not even getting to the 20 right now. So, I mean, look, if you've got an opportunity to run, if it's at the goal line or something like that, go ahead and take it. If it's 7 yards deep in the end zone, let's just go ahead and take a knee and get from the 25, okay? We're fine with the 25. We don't need to be starting from behind. And now Dylan's getting hit, so this is where things really start to unravel. First down run, and we get nothing. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Offensive line apparently isn't going to block. Looks like Yash Nyman just completely whiffed on a block on that play. A.J. Dillon again. This is going to be about a 3 yard run. Would have been nice if that was what happened on first down, but now that puts us in third and long. Bears bring a blitz on third down, leave Watson wide open, so I'll take it. Bring extra guys and leave somebody unaccounted for. But that brings us to the fourth quarter, down 9. Got to pick up the pace here a little bit. Looks like the Packers are finally going to get a flag for running into Watson. This was a really, really underthrown ball. But fortunately, because of that, Watson had to turn around. The defender just kept running right through him, which is a flag, despite all the booing by the idiots who have no idea what a basic penalty is. I mean, you can't run through a wide receiver. But anyways, next play again, we got holding. So the refs are finally waking up. I don't know if somebody talked to him, was like, you've got to start paying attention. So basically back-to-back penalties there. Hopefully they start calling it more often, and this defense needs to back off a little bit. A.J. Dillon with a big carry. He's in. Touchdown. That was beautiful. See what happens when the refs wake up and see that they're out there cheating every single play, grabbing our guys, running into our guys. By the way, they had a fake jet sweep by Watson. Pulls the number 53 linebacker. Who is that? Morrow? So one of the linebackers completely vacates and just leaves a lot of space. So I just hope we win the game. I understand. See, the problem is if we win the game, we're not going to shut down Rodgers, I don't think. So I shouldn't want that, but I hate so much the thought of losing to the Bears. So I don't know. I'm just going to watch the game. How about that? That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to watch it. Good play by special teams. Valus Jones, dangerous returner, came up and stopped him short. So offense came out hot. Well, let's put it this way. Let's back up even further. The defense ended well, and the offense comes out and gets a touchdown. And the special teams looks good. Let's keep it going now, defense. And now Jair gets beat by N'Keal Harry. I didn't even know N'Keal Harry was still playing. Second time I've seen Jair just screaming down the field trying to do... He just looks lost, man. And they showed Joe Barry just standing on the sideline like, what am I supposed to do here? And what is he supposed to do? I'm not cutting him any slack. I want him gone. But you put him in zone, you get destroyed. You put him in man, and he's getting beat by some of the most pathetic wide receivers in football. And it's like... What am I supposed to do? Isn't this what you wanted? Didn't you want Jair in man coverage? He can't cover Equanimeous St. Brown and N'Keal Harry. But I guess to answer the question, no, we can't keep the momentum going. The defense won't allow that. And somehow, just like that, we got him to fourth down. The Bears remind me of the Packers, man. It's like everything's working, and then you just, ooh, Devontae Wyatt got him. Nicely done. But it just feels like they don't know what they're doing. Like we will not be able to stop if you run Justin Fields. And they're just not doing it. I mean, I get you want to protect them a little bit, but at least use it as a decoy to get us off balance a little bit. Blocked field goal. Let's go special teams. Who did it? Still not telling me who it was. They said Kenny Clark and Slayton, but it looked like, I don't know. I'm not sure who did it. But Packers get the ball back despite that disaster. Dylan comes out with a strong run. Not much, 3.5, 4, but that's fine on first down. Just come in, especially when you're running hard, running strong. Just keep whittling away at him. Cold game, top of the fourth quarter. LaFleur looks like he's in a bad mood today. He seems like he's... Usually it's Rodgers giving LaFleur attitude. Looks like LaFleur's kind of getting at Rodgers a little bit. He's like yelling into his microphone, calling in that play. First down, Chuck to Lazard. Easy peasy, keep it rocking. I think I've settled in on what I want to happen, although it's not a... It's not what's going to happen. What I want to happen is to win the game and then shut it down. It's not going to happen, but it just feels too good to watch them potentially come back. They just mentioned the stat where the Bears haven't beat the Packers in 4 years. Plus, there's the all-time wins situation, you know, and the Bears aren't going to get it back even if we keep losing because they got a tough schedule ahead of them. Come on, Dylan. We just got to win the game. That's all I know. Man, I have not seen Rodgers have this much time in a long time. He has got all day to sit in the pocket. Great job by everybody, including, again, Zach Tom. Look at him. He was up, I don't know, who was that? It looked like Muhammad, maybe. But, I mean, just up and down the field. That's where that athleticism's coming in. He's chasing them back and forth, not giving them an inch. Great job by the offensive line. Aaron Rodgers finds Dylan for a first down. It's taken him about 8 seconds to find somebody, but he's finding somebody. Dylan again on a first down run, real big run. So now we're starting to chip away at him a little bit. Oh, Dylan's hurt. That's bad. Aaron Jones is already banged up in this game. My man Patrick Taylor coming in with a big run. I like PT, man. It's a good combination of speed and power. I just like him. Comes in for a first down run. What in the world was that? So Rodgers just a big boot out to the left and airmails it over Randall Cobb. And here's the thing that annoys me with this real quick. And I know a lot of people have said this. He points up the field as if to say, you are supposed to run up the field. Here's the thing. As soon as he threw it, he started running up the field. So you saw him not running up the field and standing still. Why didn't you throw it to where he was? I think it's nonsense. And maybe that's not what that point up the field means, you know, when you kind of do the hand motion, like get up the field, but it seems to me that that's what he was saying. It's just, I just don't like that. You missed him, all right? And even if he's supposed to be running up the field, guess what? He wasn't. So throw it to where he is. Big charge on 3rd and 3 by A.J. Dillon getting up the field. Great run. Again, it's clunky, but I don't care. Find a way to limp and drag yourself down the field, and you're going to have to do it primarily with running the ball, which is what we should have done this entire game. Run the ball and set up the easy passes down the field instead of this nonsense where we try to throw into covered guys deep down the field. Like, just let the run game work, carve them up on the ground, and then let it develop. Aaron Jones now with a big run on first down. Looks about 7 or 8 yards. Again, with the Christian Watson jet sweep thing. Which, by the way, we're getting down to 5 minutes, so they may not have time. But generally, when you see that, you've seen that twice now, and they didn't go to him. They're getting ready to give it to him. But that's the thing. The Bears know that one of these times they're going to do it, so they have to honor it every time. So making it a lot easier for Aaron Jones to work to the other side of the field. Jones then loses a yard. Sets up third down, but a field goal gives us the lead, so it's not that huge of a deal. Oh, man, Aaron Jones getting twisted backwards. I really hope he's going to be all right, man. He's already getting banged and beat up here. Doesn't need that. But obviously, we're not going for a field goal here on 3rd and 3. Let's see what Christian Watson's doing. By the way, if we don't get this and we go for it on 4th, I know we won't, but I just want to put it out there into the universe right now. I'm going to lose my mind because that thought just crept into my head and I about had a heart attack. So they better not do that to me. Do a live reaction on this one. Big play, 3rd and 5. Spread out 5 wide. Throws it incomplete to Tonyan. Rodgers is mad about a hold again. That's like the 3rd or 4th time he's been yelling at the refs about that. We'll see on the replay if there's anything there. Eh, that's minor, but I mean, I don't think it really slowed him down all that much. I don't know. It doesn't matter. There was really nothing there, and Rodgers missed him either way. But Packers do kick a field goal and get it, 20-19. Packers take the lead. We need the defense to step up and do something, which I guess I can't really complain because even though they gave up that big completion down the sideline, they did stiffen up. So, all right, Packers are in it. I'm not sure how we ended up taking the lead. I don't know when that happened, but somehow we're in the lead here. Feels like we've just been, it's been like bad, bad, bad. Oh, wait, they're punting. Nice. Bad, bad, bad. Hey, we're in field goal range. Look at that. But short kick to the Bears. Gets it out to the 30. See what the defense can do here. Game's winding down. What do we have for time? Get the soccer out of my face. Nobody cares. Japan and Croatia. Why would anybody care? Yeah, 4 minutes. So there is time. If they go down and score, we'll have time to respond. So we're in pretty good position right now. First down stop, but it's a pretty decent gain for the Bears. Bears run for a first down. They're about to midfield already. Looks like the Bears are going to let the clock continue to run here. Their plan is to try to drain this clock down, it seems like. We'll see if they get this ball off or not. No. Terrible throw by Justin Fields, and they're sitting here talking about 12th completion by Justin Fields. Amazing. It was a garbage, wobbly throw that ended up hitting the ground. We'll see if this gets overturned. It should. And again, we give up a first down. He's finding that spot. Again, he beats Jair, but it looks like a spot in the zone. But still, Jair saw him and tried to catch him and just couldn't catch him. I love this so much. Every time they compliment Justin Fields, it just blows up in their face. Every single time they do that. Every freaking time. They just bragged about Fields, and he throws a wobbly garbage pass. Then they brag about Fields because he hits a wide-open guy 5 yards in front of him. And they're talking about, wow, we're watching him grow right before our eyes. Isn't this beautiful? What a beautiful baby. What a beautiful face he has. We love him. We want to give him kisses. It's beautiful watching him blossom. Throws a pass that gets picked off by Jair Alexander. Sorry, Fields a bum. And what do? They blame the receiver. Jair was squatting on that route. He was standing right there. They're blaming the receiver for not cutting hard enough and coming back hard enough. Okay. Hearing a go pack, go chant. Packers unloads it, throws it behind Watson, but Watson catches it. Big play just beyond midfield. Again, kind of a rough throw. He kind of pats himself on the chest to say my bad a little bit, but hey, he still reached back and caught it. Great catch. 2 minutes left. They're not going to try to get him to jump because there's not enough time. So we're going to run one play here. A.J. Dillon gets about four-ish, three-ish. Brings us to the two-minute warning. Packers up by one. They're on the other side. Jair is screaming at Bears fan. I love that, man. It's disheartening to watch the defense not care, but I tell you what, I love Jair's attitude. He's the kind of guy that if he was a Bear or if he was a Viking, if he was a Lion, if he was somebody else on any other team, I'd freaking hate that guy. Always running his mouth, trash talking the fans. In Philadelphia, he's flipping off the fans. In Chicago, he's yelling at the fans. I would freaking hate him. I'd call him a scumbag and a lowlife and a loser and an idiot. But he's a Packer, and I dig it. I wish things weren't the way that they were right now, but I'm hopeful that, again, next year with a fresh start, a little bit more juice, a little bit more, drive, excitement, effort. We'll see a little bit more of that and a little bit less of the Jair that gets beat by N'Keal Harry and Equanimeous St. Brown. Let's just say that. What did I say? They're setting up that end around to Watson. I freaking told you. They're setting that bad boy up, and there goes Watson around the edge for another freaking touchdown. Eighth touchdown. They look like they weren't even trying. Like, they bit so hard. It's crazy. I was thinking the Bears, they know. That was perfect time to call it, too, because it was man coverage. But the fact is, everybody else on that defense bit on the other running back, Jones or whatever. They didn't think they were giving it to him. That was a good block by Sammy Watkins. I'm the only guy that was actually trying to get to Sammy. Sammy's over here dancing. He's trying to get to Christian. Oh, that feels so good. Feels so good. Good for Christian, man. That's awesome. Because even that play hasn't even been all that successful. But that's shocking to me that the Bears just, you know, usually it doesn't work because they're like, we know you're going there. We're not going to let you give it to Christian. But going for two here, man, that makes me happy. Suck it so hard, Bears. Oh, I guess the game isn't officially over. I shouldn't talk so much yet. But, oh, are you going to Christian? Nope. Oh, easy pass to Big Dog, Mercedes Lewis. That makes it a 9-point game. That's a 2-score game. Game over. I love how we save Big Dog for, like, those really rare, like, Rodgers is saluting the Bears fans. Oh, it's worth it. I don't care. Speculating whether or not he was saying goodbye to the Bears fan. I don't know. I'm not going to get that deep with it right now, but maybe. But, oh, it feels good. It feels good, especially if this is his last time. You don't want it to end like that. I hope we still shut him down, though. We've got to. That would just complete this whole picture, right? Give Rodgers his win over the Bears. Give it a week to marinate. And then after the bye, just be like, all right, enough is enough. We had a good run. Velus Jones with a big return. I'm not going to start getting worried about it. They got the Chicago Bears have less than 2 minutes to score twice. Drive down the field, get a touchdown, get an onside kick, get at least a field goal. I don't think so. And if they do, I'll just go back and delete all this, so it doesn't matter. I'm too lazy for that. I'll just eat it. Packers giving up some chunks, but just trying to eat up some clock. Down to a minute and 11 seconds. Yeah, holding. Devontae Wyatt, there's a flag. That better be holding on Wyatt. That has to be holding on Wyatt. That makes me so mad. I want to see Wyatt get a sack so bad. Please call holding. Don't be stupid. Illegal shift, whatever. I guess I'll take it. Come on, though. There's a guy standing there. Like, there's a guy standing behind the quarterback. How do you not? He got on the other side of the line, and then from behind, his jersey got grabbed and dragged down to the ground. I don't understand that. Apparently, Kingsley and Igbari limped off the field. Hopefully, he's doing okay. We're down to 57 seconds left. I'm not sure where they're at. They're obviously moving because we're giving them up, giving them some yards, but they're only taking what we're giving them, so I'm assuming we're giving them reasonable chunks and not letting them get down the field too fast. It's getting a lot of time in the pocket, and I tell you what, we're letting them get out of bounds too, so when they're taking 10-yard chunks and getting out of bounds, I'm not super excited about that. Third and one. It's two down territory, but they're not going to run it, so, I mean, four down territory. They got two shots here. And he throws another pick because he sucks. Keyshawn Nixon with a pick. That's going to ice the game. Game over. It's good to see the growth of Justin Fields. You Bears fans must be excited about that, even though they lost. You know, the franchise, at least they got their franchise quarterback there. Got to feel good about it, you know what I mean? Like, for both teams, like, we both don't feel good, but we've got Christian Watson, right? We've got Kingsley and Igbari. We've got, Quay looked like he had a big day. Good to see Devontae Wyatt getting involved. Like, we got some young pieces, and for the Bears, I mean, they don't have anything but Fields, and they got to feel so good having Justin Fields out there throwing that pick that gave the Packers 7 points and then icing the game with another pick, which seems to happen every week, trying to lead a comeback and throwing a pick. But it's got to make you feel good, Bears fans, having that guy that's so good. Being able to watch his growth, you know what I mean? The growth of Fields, man, it's something to behold. It really is. Well, that's it. That wraps it up. It's going to be interesting to see how we move forward. We're not eliminated, so, you know, you have to assume that means that we're going to see Aaron Rodgers continue to play, which, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I guess, let's be honest, I'm not going to stop talking about it, neither are you guys in the call-in, but, you know, I mean, it's just, I guess we should just stop worrying about it because it just is what it is. The Packers aren't eliminated, probably won't be for quite some time. We're not going to get a lot of time to see Love, but we'll probably get some time to see Love. And listen, even if he had started against the Bears, is that really enough time? Probably not. So, I don't know. We'll leave it at that. Let me know what you think of the format. Maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we won't. I don't know. It is nice being done already. I'll say that. But you guys have a great day. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye-bye.